Hey, I'm Kayla Hansen.
And I'm Crystal Blasco. We're sisters, home organizers, coffee
and cocktail lovers,
and hosts of this witty show, Well Ordered, Well Lived.
Grab your favorite beverage and join us as we have fun and curious conversations with ourselves and others about home solutions, family, and reinvesting in new experiences.
Let's do this.
Well, well, welcome to another episode of Well Ordered, Well Lived. Like how I did that?
I did. Yeah, that sounded really
double well, just to kind of make that flow into our title. I'm all about the well these days.
Yeah, I like that.
So I thought,
stick with that.
You like it?
Stick with that intro.
Thank you. I come up with them on my own.
You are your own marketing team.
Thank you.
Good job.
Well, it's between the two of us, so.
For that, that's
you're the one with the marketing degree. But I'll take your word for it. So I appreciate you. Okay. So anyway, thank you. So again, really welcome to another episode of ours. We're excited to get into this one. First of all, I want to know, what are you sipping on?
I just downed a double espresso. So that's running through me, and I'm actually standing right now as we record this. So I feel like I'm like, it's kind of pacing in place, but then behind me I have the lemonade electrolytes,
which I'm drinking the same delicious thing. Not the espresso, but I did drink that this morning.
Good thing.
Am I like, yeah, dizzy? Now you get the jitters here, but this is the first time I've tried your electrolytes.
Oh, they're good.
It's delicious.
There's a bunch of different flavors. I like orange. Ryan hates orange.
Oh,
lemonade's my favorite. Some people love, I feel like there might be a fruit punch. It's the, not sponsored here, but hey, we'll take it. But it, if you're listening, I think it's Ultima, UL. They're probably not going to sponsor.
That's another reason why we're not going to get it. You don't even know how to say your name.
I know, but it is really good. Got it on Amazon.
Of course, again.
Yeah.
Name dropping.
Not sponsored.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so now that we got that out of the way, how are you feeling?
Jittery.
I feel like I haven't asked you, how are you doing these days?
I'm doing well. Yeah. How are you feeling?
I'm doing good.
So Thank you. Real quick, this is like not on topic here, but real quick, I want to tell you, Ryan and I have been watching this series on HBO Max, and it's about the Doghouse UK. When we get done, I got to take you downstairs and show you. But so I obviously, like, we have different intros and lingo here in America versus over in the UK. And so we're like, hey, how are you doing? Well, they say, like, when they're the receptionist girl, when she greets people, she goes, hi, are you all right?
Oh.
Yeah. And I was taken aback and I was like, oh my gosh, that's hilarious. So it's so different because it makes you feel like your questions you like, yeah, I'm good. Like, what's going on? But that was their thing. Like, we're saying, hey, how are you? And she goes, hi, are you all right?
Oh, I like
that. I'm going to start saying that.
Yeah, because it really gets old, like when you say, you know, hi, how are you doing? And then somebody just walks by you. That's just their hi. And it's like, no, I really was interested.
So now you need to mix it up. And if you say, hi, are you all right? Mm-hmm. They're going to like
taken back.
Yeah.
So like, actually, no, I'm not all right.
Like, you got to be ready for the response.
Yeah. Well, if somebody asks me, like, if you are right or no, how are you doing? You flip it back and you're like, I don't know. See what they say.
That's hilarious. But that show is really good, and we're like four episodes in, and I've cried, I think, on every single one.
Oh my god!
I know, and it's well, like it's like a dating for dog. Like they're matching the dogs with the owner, and so they interview the family, and they like match you with the perfect dog. And so I'm like, I really just want Ralphie to find a home, and then like another family will come in, and I'm like, oh. And I like start to talk to Ryan, like I know the dogs, and I'm like, oh, Nobby would be really good for them. Or who, like Daisy, oh, they would love Daisy. Like I know them, but I love it.
That sounds adorable.
It's really cute. Oh. And then they come in with like just like heart-wrenching stories. And so then I cry, and Ryan's like, we literally episode one, and he goes, are you already crying? And I was like, I just really want him to find a home. He goes, we have eight more episodes of this. And I said, this is going to be bad, but like in a good way.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's because they're finding their forever homes.
Oh my gosh. Oh, mm-hmm. Look at you.
Yes.
Dang. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry. So we're not chatting about that today.
No.
That's just sidebar.
That's just, you know, a little sidebar just to, hey, check in. How's it going? So, what's the latest that you're watching?
Hi, are you all right?
What's making you cry these days?
Doghouse UK. So whether or not that makes me quirky or not, that's crying on dog shows. That's kind of what we're talking, sort of what we're talking about today. Do you think you're quirky?
Okay. Maybe, but I don't even know how to say the word.
That's hilarious.
Quirky. Some. It sounds like I'm saying like cork.
Cork, yeah.
But I've been trying to.
It is a, I know.
It's weird, obviously. That's why it's that word.
Yeah. You're recently married. And so you're learning things that maybe your husband does that you're like, what? Like, or coming up on holidays or new things that you've experienced. You've been together, obviously, for a few years, but living with somebody and actually being like, okay, now you're stuck with me. Now I'm going to show you, you know? But there are just funny things that we're like, does everybody do this? Like, and then we're discovering, no, some of these things are kind of odd. So that's what we're chatting about today, is surprising things that we don't show or tell you and that we kind of know are odd, or you might be surprised because we're home organizers that, huh, you guys, that's weird, or kind of along those lines.
We don't always play by the rules.
No, definitely
not. In the organizing world.
No. Yeah.
I mean, we're real.
Yeah.
So you're going to hear all about that. Okay. So what are some things that makes you quirky?
Wait, real quick. We had some show notes here and we capitalized, like, let's get real. Really capital. And like when I saw that, I was like, seven strangers picked to live in a house, like where people stop being polite and start being real. And that's so another, it's not quirky, but something maybe you didn't know was, Kayla and I thought for the longest time that we were going to be able to get her on one of the Real World episodes. She wanted to be on it. I thought that I could video her and we could have a really good submission and get you on one of those shows. I thought you'd have been awesome for it. We never actually even tried.
No.
We talked about it so much.
You made like my collage for it and kind of like our application process. But the only thing that we needed was a video made. And of course, we didn't have a video camera.
Yeah,
so we're like,
was
oh,
a
that's
a while ago.
Mm-hmm. Like nobody had video cameras.
Yeah.
But I, that was just one of my favorite
shows. It really was.
And like, now it's on. It is on Netflix now, so it's taken
like
me
all
back.
The old episodes?
It's Road Rules, like challenges. So that was always like my... I didn't know which one I wanted to be on. I said, just take me.
Yeah.
Obviously, I didn't have like my title. What was I going
to
be?
Oh, like what were you?
Yeah. I'm just your Midwestern girl. I'm just ready to meet some people.
A little quirky. Oh.
So clearly I was never on there.
Ready to meet some people. Yeah, but that's what that reminded me of. So like we're going to get raw and real here, but it always brings me back to that. So I think you missed your calling little bit there on a reality TV show.
Anymore. Sad.
Maybe they might reboot it. They have tons of reboots.
Okay, and they're going to take like a 30-some-year-old.
That would be, maybe that's it, right? So, I mean, Jersey Shore went back and they all are like moms and have kids. I mean, I know they know each other, but... Hey, that could be.
I guess Teen listening. Mom is coming back too. Like they're going back to the OGs and bringing them back on. I know, but I guess I don't know. You just never know.
A 30.
All I gotta do is just pitch it.
That'd be hilarious. Dog mom, 32.
I literally just knocked my headphones off. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. So we digress. Let's get back on track here.
Let's do it.
Some surprising things that we maybe not. We don't show publicly or we don't talk about. There is something I just learned about you too this morning that I was like, wait, what? So why don't you get started?
So I smell every bite before I eat it. And I didn't think that was weird because if it stinks, I'm not going to eat it.
But what about if that was the one that I just discovered today that I've never noticed you do? So either you're aware and you like hide it. So when somebody's
I don't hide it.
Well, I guess that's true because Mom and Eric noticed.
Your mouth is next to your nose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But why would it stink if it's the same meal? Like, how could your pasta change from bite to bite?
I don't know. I think it's like really taking it in and making sure you can taste all the flavors. I just made that up, but that's not why I do it. I like when things smell good.
Yeah.
And if my food doesn't smell good, I'm not going to eat it.
Yeah. That's actually really quirky and really funny.
Okay.
You smell each bite of your food before you take it in.
Yeah. It happens so fast that that's why maybe why you don't notice.
You've been doing it for years. You're just like, I'm totally going to pay attention.
Okay.
Now.
All right.
That's a good one.
I don't know. I was kind of thinking about it. So anyway, actually, Eric kind of brought that up to me because I'm like, oh, I forget that I do that.
Obviously. Yeah, because it doesn't feel weird to you mm-hmm. or like something that maybe you don't go around telling people like, hey, before you sit down, I think everybody should keep smelling their food yes. before each bite.
Yeah. Make it an experience, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why I'm doing it.
Oh. Okay. Tell yourself what you need to tell yourself.
Yeah, I just did. So my other thing, which I also didn't notice, but Eric said that – okay, so
– man, he's picking up on a lot of stuff real quick.
This is my only other one.
Okay.
And he just said this to me last night, and I thought, what? This is weird. He is wondering why I keep a pitcher of water in the refrigerator because all I use it for is for the coffee maker mm-hmm. and for the like dog and cat water dishes.
Yeah.
I don't use it for like me to refill my water bottle or anything like that. And I was like, why is that weird?
That doesn't feel weird. So maybe that's okay. So maybe they don't all have to be weird.
He said like he thinks it's weird because you know Cody doesn't like cold water. And I said, I didn't – what do you mean? And I don't know. So
he does. I feel like he loves the water outside.
I said he drinks it every time I pour it. So what the hell are you telling me? Like, no. I know my dog. So his whole thing is I just don't know why you put it in the refrigerator when you can just leave it out. And then he goes, I think I know now. Like now that
I think
it would
be more weird if you left it out. Like, oh, that's
what I said. I said, you know I don't like clutter on counters. I said, so – and if I put it on top of the refrigerator, well, I'm short. So then I'm going to like douse myself before I can even pour it. So, yeah, that is why mm-hmm. I do that. But I didn't think about it. Like it's not that I want cold water for the coffee maker, but I think actually you should be using cold water before you boil it. I think that is a thing, just to let you know. But
interesting.
I'll have to look that up.
Why did he say when he's like, I think I know why you do it. What did he?
He said like the clutter thing.
Oh,
he says, I know that you really don't like anything on the counters. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah. And that pitcher really is not like a pretty pitcher. It's just a plastic thing.
Yeah.
Whatever. But
that doesn't feel
it's just
overly
easy for-
weird to me. Or that feels like something maybe that other people would do. Just trying to encourage you here that. Keep doing you.
I don't need any.
No, I know.
I'm going to keep doing it. So
that one doesn't come as much of a surprise to me because some of these are still surprising to me that the smelling each bite is awesome.
We're moving on. So now that's really – I don't have really anything on my side for that.
I think – what else did you have on some of your notes?
What? Like
– Oh, what's in
your
cloth?
Hold on.
How do you – this is the one that I said.
I thought we were just going to, like, take a couple at a time and then back and forth. But it's just going to go full on, like, let's talk about me for, like, 3 or 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. So do you want to save one of yours? Because you know which one that I'm thinking of. Do you want me to do a couple?
Yeah. Let's get to know you a little bit more.
Okay. So I think maybe a surprising thing that people don't know about me is I have a really weird thing. And I know it's kind of weird. I'm like, I have a thing with numbers. So, and I'm not throwing shade. Maybe I'm slightly on the spectrum of some sort. I have no idea. I've never even researched that. But it's like when I'm in a car, and I'm turning up the volume in a car and you can see the numbers and the volume says, oh, you're on 9, 10, 11. If 11 is too loud and I want to go to volume 10, I have to go all the way down to volume 9 and then 10. Like the number, the sequential, the sequence of numbers has to start from like the bottom and go up. Same with like watching a television show. So if I'm scrolling through TV shows and I'm on like channel 16, 17, 18, and I get to channel 19 accidentally, but I want to watch channel 18, I have to go all the way back to channel 17 and then up to 18 and stop on channel 18. You just learned that kind of.
Yeah, because we were talking about like at the gas station or something, and like I will round up to the nearest dollar as much as I can just to make it like if it was $23.86, I'm taking it to $24. But you are like
down the side of your car.
it's happened before, but it's only for my mental capacity for the day.
Yeah.
And knowing that I've got $24 in that thing and mm-hmm. somewhere so it's like in and around my car is $24.
I'm paying for it.
Yeah. All right. But you are.
I do have to round. Yeah. And I don't know if that, I feel like that's a little bit more common. Like people having to sort of top off their gas if they pump their gas and it's like $23.44. If you can walk away from that, I think you're crazy.
They got places to be though.
Which my husband can. I look at the side of the window and it'll be like 24:78, and I'm like, oh. And he's getting it back in the car, and I'm like, that's how you left the gas? And I said, why didn't you go up to 25? Why? That just stopped. It does not bother him at all.
I think you're supposed to listen to the, what is that, the little flipper on the handle.
Yeah.
If it is telling you you're at your max, you should stop. Yeah. I honestly think that I have to round up.
It's
there for a reason, right?
You run up to the next dollar. I have no rhyme or reason to like which numbers I round up, but I just can't leave it as is. It feels very incomplete to me.
I wonder if it's just like some kind of smidge of OCD.
So that is another. So that makes sense on the gas. The other numbers thing doesn't. I don't know what that is. I don't have like a thing where I need to like flip the light switch or anything. But numbers have to go. Numbers have to go from bottom to top for me, and it happens the most on volume, on the TV, in the car, TV channels. They have to just. I don't know why. I have a thing with like if you go backwards, it feels off balance to me.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not a matter of like landing on an even or odd number. That's totally fine. It can be any number. But the way that I got to that number was I went to the number before it first. Okay. Kind of odd.
It was a little odd, but it's not.
I do it.
It's not terrible.
I do it so fast. People don't understand. People don't realize.
Yeah.
Where see? I'll just click, 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 click. Oh, back click and then click again. And so it's like a
same
thing that
with
I
me with my food.
Yeah. It's a thing that I know. And I mean, I think my husband notices it now, but
it's going to really start paying attention now after we talk about it.
Yeah, that's very true. Okay. So that one. And then I think another one is, let's see, I kind of made some notes. So you may or may not know this about me, probably not. I wash all of my clothes basically 90% of the time after I wear it one time. I know that's terrible. Yeah, I know it's wrong. I just have a thing with germs. So like in my head, I know that especially.
Oh my gosh.
No, like.
So it's numbers and germs.
Yeah. So like especially like jeans. I know you're not supposed to wash those all the time. But I think that imagine if I'm out at a restaurant and I sit down in a booth. I don't know who else sat in that booth, even though I didn't spill anything on me, even though it doesn't smell like food. I'm thinking somebody could have sat in that booth and like just sat there and farted all day. And so now I've sat there and now I have like somebody else's fart air.
Oh my God.
On my pants.
Fart particles on your pants. Yeah.
But okay, so that's the thing too, is like if you're in the bathroom, right? So if you're going to the bathroom, you're not supposed, like, you keep your toothbrush in the drawer.
Yes.
Because pee and poo particles can flutter around. So like nothing on the counter.
When you flush it, that's when it gets in the air. Like I think it goes 10 feet.
So I mean, think about this. Nobody is on the toilet, as far as I know. I don't do this. Like naked each time. So every time you're flushing.
Face. Where this is going.
I don't know.
You see my face.
Yeah, I do. So every time you're on the toilet and you flush, those particles get on your clothes. The last thing I want to do is put those back in my closet.
Yeah.
So I wash everything. The only time I may not wash something is if I've, like, it's a pair of pajamas. Or if I was cold in the middle of the night and I just grabbed a pair of sweatpants or something, I'll fold those up and put them on the bottom of the bed. And I won't put them back in a drawer, or I won't hang them anywhere. I'll leave them out, but I won't put them in the washing machine yet. So. Okay. I know
that you justified all that.
Yeah. So I know it's bad for clothes.
Because I don't think it.
But it makes sense to me. And so then also part of that is if I'm traveling someplace and I pack and I come home, everything gets washed. Even if I'm an overpacker. So half the time I didn't wear half the clothes. Everything gets washed.
We do the same thing.
Oh, you
do? Honestly, yeah. Okay. Because even if you don't take it out of the suitcase and put it into the drawers and stuff, if it's in your suitcase, think about it. You've packed it real nice going there, but now you just don't care. And you're just like, just pack it and just make sure it gets. So everything's going to get wrinkly.
Touches
anyway.
And wrinkles.
Yeah. And so whatever's in the air that you're mentioning in your room.
Particles or anything.
Particles.
When you're traveling.
But and then you have to think, if your bag got checked too,
oh,
you've got
yeah.
these people that mm-hmm. are f- filing around in there.
It's like fingering everything.
I wasn't going to say that, but that's why I said filing. But okay.
I knew where you were going.
But I think that that is not quirky.
It's not quirky. Oh, like washing.
Still trying to figure out how to say this.
Washing the clothes after a trip. Yeah. And even when we're packing things back up, we'll sort of separate dirties. And then like at the end of the trip, and then Ryan will say, I don't even like, just shoves things back in. Cause he's like, every time we are coming back home, he's like, you're just going to rewash everything anyway.
Yeah.
And I do. And thankfully with all of this, I actually enjoy, like, laundry is therapeutic for me. I like to do laundry, thankfully. But I know that it's bad that I wash clothes as much as I do. Yeah. You just, now next time people think about you're at a restaurant. Whose particles you're sitting on or in or around.
But if you're going to wash as much as you do, still make sure that you use it on cold water so that you're not wasting your electricity and, like, you know, making your heater bill go up. That helps.
Yeah.
And smaller, like, water cycles too.
Oh, yeah. I could do so a whole segment on laundry. Oh. I do wash towels and sheets on hot.
I feel like that's okay.
Okay, I feel like that.
But when it comes to clothes, it's not as harsh on your clothes if you're doing
And I don't want to shrink jeans. I don't air dry all of my jeans. And I don't know. I probably have a lot to learn about. I'm sure Hannah's going to listen to this and she's going to be like, what?
Yeah.
I have a lot to learn probably about, like, clothes maintenance. And
just packing. That when you just said I overpack, we talked to Hannah. Okay, so now you need a little clothes therapy from her. So I'll be calling.
Hi, I'm Crystal, and I have a problem with overpacking and laundry
and numbers.
The number.
Just kidding.
What if, can't talk to Hannah about. And the other thing is, like, I on the numbers thing, I hate math. Math was my worst subject ever in high. So when I, this is something also, I'm going to say this real quick. You may not have known this about me. I'm terrible with numbers. Thank God for calculators, and I count on my fingers a couple times. Like, I'm like, you know. And when I went to college, I had to, I scored really poor on my ACT. So I had to take, like, a remedial college course for math, basically like a high school math class over. And then, so then I was at college and I took a couple math courses and then I transferred. And then when I transferred, I don't know, something didn't transfer correctly.
Your low score didn't transfer.
So wait, so I had to test again for a math class to, like, get the see which class I tested into. Can't remember the specifics. I scored terrible again and essentially had to take another remedial math class, like, my junior year of college and, like, start over. And I'm like, I just couldn't catch a break. So it's weird that I, in real life, I'm not a numbers person. Thank God you do, like, our finance and our accounting. But then on, like, other things, numbers are such a big deal to me. It's, I don't know.
It's weird.
Anyway.
Well, I do want to touch back on this laundry situation. Not about you, but now about me. So listen.
Yeah.
You have caught this about me. And I...
So this is what was shocking to me. I just discovered this about a year ago, maybe. And mind you, like, in our professional lives by trade, we are home organizers. And so we go into people's homes and we provide systems. And there we have this... We know, like, what works in somebody's space. So when you did this every day in your space, I'm like, how does your brain process this?
Well, I'm the complete opposite. I hate laundry. I mean, I'll do it if I have to, but, you know, that's just not my thing. And so when I do put things away, I hang majority of my clothes up. But I, well, and Crystal found this out, I just leave, if it's inside out, I hang it inside out. I don't care.
No, you don't. That's it's still color coordinated. It's still
yes. I know where it goes.
It's still in its section, but literally the shirt is inside out. And then, but for her to put it on, she has to flip it right side. Yeah. Anyway.
At some point in time, even if I was going to put it on the hanger first, I'd have to take the time to do it. So if I know I'm going to, the whole point is that it's not wrinkly. That's it.
What about when
I didn't think it was that weird, but
that no. Okay, so maybe that's not weird for everybody else, but it's weird because you're an organizer that doesn't just piss you off
when you're looking
at your closet and you're like, I can't believe, I'm just really shocked, because if you're in somebody else's closet, you undo everything. Like if somebody else had that in their closet, you would flip everything right side.
Well, yeah.
Right side out, right side. Yeah. And you would organize everything accordingly.
Yeah.
But your own, mm-hmm. that's a your own space.
Like I said, I don't play by the rules of the organizing game all the time.
If there know? Was if there was a rebel on our team,
oh, it is me.
Kayla Lou.
Yeah. Kayla Lou. Okay, so that was like my laundry thing. Oh, for like, okay, I also don't keep my refrigerator organized. I know that like, oh, that's like really big for people, but I think it's because Eric and I, it's just Eric and I.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of food in there. We prepare big meals, mm-hmm. so like crock pots and big pots and pans. And when we're done, we don't decant into like the leftover foods. We don't put Tupperware it into Tupperware or anything. Yeah. We put the whole, pot. You know, pot or crock pot innards in the
whole or the innards.
Well, yeah. like the, I know. Not the whole crock pot, but the pot itself mm-hmm. into the refrigerator. So that takes up abundant amount of space, but we know where it's at. And when it's empty, then we wash it. Absolutely. So that's kind of what we do. We don't like label where the fruits and it's just,
yeah,
it's only the two of us. So yeah. I don't know. I thought
Ryan would do that if I let him. Ryan would stick pans and pots full in the fridge, but that bothers me. Oh. Just, yeah, I don't know why. And I, even if I don't have a container big enough for like all of a soup or something that was in the crock pot, I'll break it up into multiple pieces and Ryan's like, just put the whole thing back in the, and I'm like, no. So he's so
Ryan
he's
can with, live at our house if he wants. He'd be A-okay at
he
our
He would day. Be right at home.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other thing is I don't get ready in the bathroom. Yes, I brush my teeth and take a shower, but I've also noticed this when I go to like hotels, mm-hmm. like trips, mm-hmm. I'll just do that. And then I'll go into like where there's the large mirror mm-hmm. and I'll just get ready there, hair and makeup and everything.
Yeah.
And people think that's weird. I think because for the longest time, I actually didn't have an outlet in my bathroom because my house is older.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of got used to it. But then I think about it, like back in the day, that's kind of how we got ready too, like in our houses
We got ready in our rooms.
Yeah.
For like high school.
We had like
and stuff.
The long mm-hmm. mirror.
And I remember so sitting just, on the floor.
Yeah.
And there was like so much like makeup on the carpet. Like, you know, if I like mm-hmm. drop my mascara brush yep. or, you know, your eyeshadow or your blush gets crumbly and it like, so yeah. there was a spot that I sat in on the floor that I don't even know why. And I'm thinking about it. Why wouldn't I put a towel or something underneath? But I just never did. But yeah, we always got ready in our room.
But I just wanted to throw that out there. I thought maybe that was kind of weird because now we do have an outlet, like it's updated. But
I don't think
I
it's
still
weird
don't.
For the girls. I think it's kind of funny that Eric also does that.
Well, it's because we're fortunate enough to where we do have a 3-bedroom, mm-hmm. but one is like a guest room. The other one is my office / getting ready room, mm-hmm. and that is what we call it.
Yeah.
So Eric has an actual bed for our guests when we have them, but he keeps his clothes in his getting ready room.
Yeah.
So we actually have zero clothes in our own bedroom closet.
No, you don't.
We actually removed the doors mm-hmm. and made a little nook for Cody's bed.
Yeah, it's a cozy nook. And you've like painted it and it's really cute and everything.
But we just are utilizing the space that we have. And so if, mm-hmm. you know, if we do need to have kids in those bedrooms, then, you know, transitions would be made. But
it makes sense because he gets up so early and now you are as well. But he was getting up really early and he would go to the gym and, you know, obviously you don't.
Yeah.
So that made sense. True. But it is just kind of funny because guys typically are getting ready so quickly and they just stay in the bathroom. And mm-hmm. now you both are like, it's very respectful because you're like, hey, bathroom's open now. Jump in, take
yes,
a shower. And
because we only have one.
Yeah.
So, yes. Mm-hmm. No, that does make sense.
Yeah. I like that.
I feel a lot better about myself now. I don't feel as quirky.
I think one more that people might think is weird about me would be, I still have in our master closet, we hang most everything. And then I do have some drawers. I don't know. I have a couple of drawers that are out in the living room or the main bedroom part.
Oh, yeah.
The white one, like that's Ryan's. Mm-hmm. And then, but inside the master closet, I have just those cheapy plastic drawers.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, if you walk into my master space, it's not fancy. Like you would think, wait, you're a home organizer? I literally have a pink set on my side and a blue set on Ryan's. So maybe that's a little organizer in me coming out. It's like it's color coordinated per person. But that's where I keep like socks, underwears, bras, and that, and Ryan has his socks and underwear and all of that. But I mean, it just feels like you walk into my master closet and it's very like, hey, welcome to my college dorm.
Yeah. Because it was from your college dorm originally. So that just still shows, though, you don't have to buy new things.
No, but it still works for me. Mm-hmm. It fits. It's on a shelf in my closet and it fits. And every now and then I'm like, I should probably become a grown up and like buy something else for this space because I have some space on the bottom. But that, yeah, maybe if you were to walk through my house, everything else feels very adult. Mm-hmm. And then you walk into my closet and it's like, wait a second.
Hope.
What are these plastic things? Oh, no. And that like bright pink and blue.
Well, pink is your favorite color. So
yeah, it is.
Pink is your favorite color.
Anyway, I feel, now I feel all embarrassed that we have
known. I feel really good about myself.
No, I'm kidding. I feel like we could, if we really sat and thought about it, we could expose how we can come up with this, way more on this list, but let's just stop it here. Okay. So people aren't like, okay, we don't want to follow or listen to you guys anymore, you weirdos.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
And if like our listeners or our friends that are listening that know something, let us know. Because it'd be funny to...
How do other people view us or like... Yeah. Yeah. That'd
be really I think funny. Too, people have like a word that you don't realize. Like we have a one friend that says, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
And so it'd be interesting to hear.
You gave one to me. You were like, you always say, you know what I mean?
That's exactly what you said.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about you. That's hilarious. Okay. Well, anyway.
I know. We could go off. So yes. Let's just wrap it up.
Again, connect with us on Instagram at wellordered.welllived. Thanks again for joining. And
stay well. We'll catch you next time.
See ya.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please take a second to rate, review, and subscribe.